Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 640. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Howdy. We were going to have a third guest, but someone bowed out. They chickened out.
We were going to have a third. I'm not going to say he chickened out because I don't know what happened yet. Mm-hmm. It could be something bad.
Right.
And I don't want to shit on him too hard.
Yeah, he stubbed a toe.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I had to get some stuff from Lowe's yesterday, and you know the flat carts they have there?
Yeah.
I have it loaded down with stuff, and I was pulling it and ran it up on the back of my leg. And it has a baseball-sized knot that I've had since yesterday, and it hurts. Oof. I have it like a limp.
So you're like pulling it from behind, just walking forward?
Yeah. Pulling it from behind, walking forward. I think what I did was catch the corner of something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pulled it extra hard to like bring it around to not hit the thing, or I thought I was going to catch the corner. So I pulled it extra hard. And when I was free and clear of it, I just turned forward. And I guess the momentum was still more than what I was paying attention to. And it just clipped me right on the corner of the car, on the right in the square center of the back of my calf.
Ouch.
And I thought I'd been shot. And it super hurts.
So you got a big bump, a big welt back there right now.
Got a knot. It took the skin off in a section. Got a knot back there, and then the muscle hurts. Like I got a limp.
Mm-hmm.
I did the rower last night after that, and it almost killed me.
You remember shopping as a kid? Did your mom or your dad ever run the cart in the back of you, in the back of your leg?
Well,
or
strange thing about me is when I was a kid, I liked to push the cart.
Okay.
And I was the one doing the running.
Yeah.
Which used to really chap my dad's ass when that would happen. But I don't use the cart as an adult. I'll just try to carry too many things.
Yeah, I'll use the cart, but if me and my wife are out, I'll let her use the cart, but I stand behind her.
Yeah, I walk I'm behind her. Shopping cart. And so here's the thing, and it's not the store's fault. They're all broken. They're all crappy.
Yeah.
So I just don't even want to get one. So yeah, I'll just carry everything I can.
Squeaks, wheels don't work. One wheel works, yeah. One doesn't.
Always something with them. So
you always get the one with the weird sound.
Yeah, or hard to push or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've got this injury and dealing with that. But other than that, everything's good. Weather was nice yesterday. It was gloomy all day, but I got mowing done without the sun scorching me.
Yeah, I wanted to. I was going to go do that yesterday too, but we had stuff around here.
Yeah.
Take care of.
It was a good day for it. I got that knocked out, so everything else was pretty good.
You ever going to get your lawnmowers yourself?
I don't know if I'll ever get them fixed or not. The yard is different than it was when it was hooked up, and I've got such a mole problem, and back when I got this installed, they didn't have the mole resistant, which they do now.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them has a bad battery. One of them has a bad, like positioning sensor. And then all the cords would have to be reinstalled.
Yeah.
Honestly, the best thing for me at this point is to see if I could make one work and let it do the front yard and just mow the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And sell the other one for parts. There's not a lot of, It would cost more than it's worth to get them back going, both of them back going, I think, at this point. So I would love to have one going. I don't know. It's not a priority for me. I hate mowing, but it is what it is. It's fine.
You can knock a podcast out during that.
Yeah. It is what it is. It's fine. My yard looks good. I mean, I'm trying to keep it better.
That's good. So.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still early. By July, I'll be like, got to get these robots going, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it would be, you're probably looking at, now I want to be clear. A lot of this, the moles wasn't something I could control, but the maintenance on the mowers was 100% something I could control. I left them out after year two and they stayed out for year two and three and did not come in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we had that aggressively cold, like 7-degree winter, and it killed the battery in the one. So I could have done and should have done better with them. I think it would have gone a long way, but I still support them. I think they're great. You know, I rarely had any issues out of them when they were working, and for 3 years I didn't have to mow my yard.
Yeah.
But I should have maintained them better. But for those that are new, it's the Husqvarna auto mower is what I used. I have one for the front, one for the back, and I still am a big believer in them. You know, in Europe they're much more widely adopted than they are here, but you know, I'm just mowing like common folk now. You know, I'm just out there just mowing her up, and I still don't enjoy it. I did nothing changed in the time where I didn't mow it, where I'm like, yeah, I love mowing now. I still hate it. I'm trying to take a little more pride in how it looks at least, but I hate it.
Yeah, I'm
It
not a fan of
sucks.
mowing either, but I push mow, you ride mow.
Yeah. But it just comes right back. So it's like it doesn't even matter. Nothing you do with the grass matters. It's going to come right back. And in the winter, it's going to die. So it doesn't even matter. None of it matters. So it's a tough task to complete for me.
I might run over and mow tomorrow. But
Supposed to be rain today. So you may be a
oh
little
no.
mushy tomorrow.
Yeah, no, maybe never. Shoot, it's supposed to rain all week.
Yeah. It's not a good week for it. You should have done it yesterday.
Yeah, I should have.
But it's fine. It'll just be taller.
Maybe
Just set the wheels a
Thursday.
little higher.
Yeah, Wednesday's a dry day. Thursday is dry, so maybe Thursday then.
Yeah, just set the wheels a little higher. Be fine.
Yeah, I set it on four, the highest it'll go.
Yeah. For everyone listening that's new to yard work, you mow your grass high, mow it often, but mow it high. It will help the grass choke out the weeds instead of the weeds choking out the grass. You're going to want to cut it lower so you don't have to cut it as often. But it makes a huge difference. I had like three people who have come by my house lately for some purpose, and every one of them's like, "Your yard looks really good." And I don't do anything but cut it. It's just because I cut it high.
Yeah.
I'm three clicks from the top setting, and my mower has like, I don't know, 10 settings.
Yeah,
So it's pretty damn high.
over at my house, there's a good like middle part of my yard that's like nice and green, and everyone else is like going up, but the green I can tell slowly spreading over, covering
Yeah, the
spots up.
grass. There's, you know, where we are, there's in Tennessee, there's a lot of weeds. The soil is not good around here. It's all red clay stuff. Just not a lot of nutrients, but I mean, you can have a good yard here. It just takes a little bit of work to get it set up. But my yard's come a long way in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
I was doing the Sunday chemicals and I just got lazy with it. But I like them too. You know, they cater it for your area, and I think that probably helped. I should have stuck with it.
Now where I'm at, where I live at right now, this the apartment, they don't take care of the yard. They just cut it and it looks horrible. It
It looks what?
looks horrible.
Oh, that sucks. Does it bother you a little bit because you don't have any control over it?
Yeah.
Or you can't make it look good, like it just is what it is.
And so they have bushes in the front and they have like the black stuff underneath it, the mulch or whatever, to try to keep it in. But then it looks like they had a border on it, and then they got rid of the borders, and now that stuff's just like pushed out a little bit, and then there's dead spots everywhere.
Now you're starting to get your room filled up.
Yeah.
That you're in now.
Slowly.
You still got some boxes. You still got some stuff that's got to go up. But I know no one else can see, but he's getting some stuff in there.
Well, that the box right over there, that's my new Lego shipment I got in.
In there? Can we
Yeah,
know?
the Fortnite Bang Bus.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
and I got the two the new Transformer brickheads, the Tom and Jerry brickhead, and then I got Space Baby.
Yeah, the oversized space baby.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, so I only ordered that stuff to get Space Baby because I wanted them. I didn't want to pay.
We'll talk about Lego since we're here. I know there's news later on, probably. So you told you on last week you said, "Hey, Bricklink's coming back out with stuff."
Series
And
one and two.
series one and two. I've convinced, see, this is sneaky on their part because they're doing like a part two of the Mushroom House. The Mushroom Village. I'm like, I kind of want the first one now because I kind of
Yeah.
want the second one.
Right.
And then when I look at the sets that were coming out, I'll be honest with you, I feel like that's one of the le most least de desirable sets amongst Lego fans. And so I thought I would have a good shot at it. You text me when, I guess you text me right when it went live. And I say that because you sent me the link, and when I clicked on it, it said no product found. Like when I tried to add it to the cart. And then I went back and I did it again, and it said no product found. And then I went back and I did it a third time and added it to my cart. And then, see, here's where Lego is smart too. I'm not, the Space Baby doesn't do anything for me, but I'm like, should I buy something else to get it? But then here's what my brain said. If you don't check out right now, you may not even get this because I don't know if there's five of them, 500 of them, or 5,000 of them that were made available again. So instead of looking around and trying to see if I should buy more stuff, I immediately just checked out. So you've got series two pulled up now. When you look at these, do you not feel like for sure the Mushroom House is not desirable?
Oh yeah, that one, that was probably the least.
Yeah, I think so too. It sold out though.
Yeah, it did.
Like whenever it was funded, it sold out.
Yeah,
But I don't know.
I tried to, I wanted to get this Ominous Isle. That's the one I was going to
Did
try
you
to
even
get.
get it in your cart?
No.
So when you clicked it, it took you to Lego like shop page, like there was nothing there.
Yeah, it says sold out.
Okay.
Then
Yeah, so
when you said you ordered it, I was like, well, I'm gonna go back in and try it again. I went back in and still it was sold out.
When you said everything was sold out, I went back to it and everything was legitimately sold out. Like it wouldn't let me do anything then. Like if you go to their page, it just said sold out. On my third try, it added it to the cart, and I accidentally added. I was trying to figure out if it was just the Mushroom House that was messed up, so I accidentally added the snack cart in too, that I already had, Snack Shack. So I had to delete it out, and then I just immediately checked out to make sure I got it, and everything went super smooth. And then, if you've ever dealt with BrickLink, it's like it is Lego, but there's a long wait time. But these were already made sets that weren't purchased for whatever reason, and so it was weird. I got the, hey, thanks for purchasing this. And then I got like, we're working on your order. And then the very next day I got your orders on the way. And then it's already here. It got here all, like super quick. It was all so weird to get a BrickLink box in 2 days.
You ordered it Tuesday and got it on Friday, I think.
Yeah, it was super weird. But I did get the Mushroom Village, which means now I'm completely screwed. Because if you go, they've priced this next series.
Yeah, I got that at part of the news too, but we
So I
can.
got the Mushroom House, but if you see, we'll talk about it during the news. If you see how much I have to spend on this next, I'm screwed. I'll have to get a part-time job.
So I wanted to get the Persian Street or Persian Street or the Mountain Fortress. I was gonna try to get one of those. Then I wanted to get the Ominous Isle. That's I was like, I wanted to get one of three, if not three. At least wanted to get one. I couldn't even get any.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah, but I was okay with it.
Were you more disappointed how casually I got the one I was trying to get? I got
No,
mine in the middle of the workday, like while working. It was so easy that I just never assumed that you weren't going to be able to get what you wanted.
yeah, I'm just glad one of us got something.
Yeah. I will tell you, there's something about that mushroom set. The box with the white background is like super pretty. Like the box looks awesome in person. It's the best BrickLink box I've seen. It's just like so pure with the house on it. It looks really, really good. So I'm excited about it. But one thing I wanted to say is when I asked you if this irritated you that they were bringing them back out, you said yes. And then I got online and was reading other people who were like, this is bullshit. You're killing the value. But I don't think so. I think it does the opposite because you got hyped up to get these and then didn't get them. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people like you who then turn to eBay to see what it would cost to get them.
Get them, yep.
So I think it created excitement around them where there wasn't.
Right, because
Now,
now there's more in the wild, more sets.
yeah, and no doubt people just bought them to resell them. So there would be more available, which will drive the price down at least momentarily. But also, anyone who couldn't get it. So I went to that mushroom set after we talked about the new mushroom set. It was $160 on eBay, I think is what the buy it now for the top one was. I'm like not paying $160 for that. That's a like a $80, 80, I forget what it was. I think it was like $89. for that set. So if anything, I think it probably is driving the market. It's going to help because people are now, they're back on their mind. I've got to have that. They probably forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now they got to have it again. So I think it'll help in the long run. And based on how it went, I don't think they released very many. It sure didn't feel like it because it was 5 minutes after you sent me that you said they're all sold out.
Now, the good thing is now that they did 1 and 2, that means they'll probably go back and do 3 and 4.
Yeah. So we've got it pulled up. I know we're all out of order here, but let's just look at 3 and 4 and see.
I got love the Harbor's
Master's office, but not going to get it. Love it, though.
Yeah, I got the Art of Chocolate. So of these, maybe the Four Stronghold would be the only one.
Did you not get the Camping Adventure, too?
No, I didn't get the Camping Adventure. You did.
Oh. Yeah, I love it. I want to put it together really bad.
No, I just got Art of Chocolate.
Now, what do we have on 4? Because there's nothing here for me.
Okay, 4 is the... That was the last one. So I got Medieval Save Market and Siege Campment. That's the 2 I got.
Well, if there's some good news here, it's that I don't have to spend any money on these. I think the Merchant Boat is cool, but also not going to get it. This set, these were very themed, and I feel like they're not for me. A lot of what feels like medieval.
Yeah, if they did 3 and 4, I probably would do, 4 Stronghold would be the only one I would try to go for.
The Lost City is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
The Art of Chocolate is a fantastic set. It's really cool.
I like how you can close the back of it up. It's open, but you can close it.
If they would just do that for everything, like that's it. It's okay. You can make it where you can see inside. Just put a, even if it's not to scale, like just put a small flat back on it.
That's what they did here. Really cool. I mean, if you look at it, it's only two bricks thick.
Yeah, but it's perfect because the back's not open. You can't get dust and everything on the inside. You don't have to worry about stuff falling out.
Mm-hmm. And they have stuff on here, like they have the steps on this one. They have tools in the back on that one, but it closes.
The cool thing is it's just for an illusion. So when you look in, you see steps, but they're not even wide enough to do anything.
Yeah.
They literally go to the roof of that. Like there's, I mean, it is steps, but it's not really functional. It's just neat that it's going to give you the illusion from the front.
I'm interested to see.
It's a really good set.
At the end, like how that, because that looks like something your Funhole set had, or Lumibricks had.
Yeah, it does. It looks really good. That's a good set. I like this guy at the bottom. He looks like he's up to shady business. The dude with the beard and the shaggy hair. Yeah. He looks like a shady business gentleman.
Yep.
Let's get back on track. I'll jump to video games because I'm going to be pretty brief.
Yep.
All the same stuff, but then friend of the show, Marshall 205, and I started Roadcraft.
Yeah, I saw you guys playing it the one night I jumped on.
Which is like YouTube. The next game from Spin Tires, Mud Runners, Snow Runners, Expeditions. Yeah. So you're brought onto this island to prepare for a storm. So you're trying to put up like a levee wall and all this different stuff. And it's very much like drive here, get this done, plan a supply route. So you have trucks come and bring in supplies. You have to clear the roads in order for the supply trucks to get in. And then the next mission is the storm hits. And now you've got to repair the things the storm took out.
Mm-hmm.
The further we play, obviously, the more we unlock. But it's cool. We're actually paving roads now. So we go in with sand and we drop sand and we come behind it with the dozer and actually level everything off, and then we come behind that and we're laying down pavement, we come behind that and we're rolling, and so you're putting in real roads where they've been taken out, you're restoring power, you're repairing pipes so that you can get gas and water to people. It is very much like utility simulator, highway department simulator. And it's pretty damn cool. And a lot of it is based around being able to like open up traffic back. And there aren't like NPCs or anything, but you can open up like the idea that you can establish roads again so that you can run trucks. So you have to go in and plot these routes. You only have so many points to get the trucks from A to B, and you have to make the roads where they can be navigated because the computer is going to drive the trucks. The AI is going to drive the trucks. So it's really interesting to make sure you do a good job. You may not to go right or go left. The AI is only going to follow the route you tell it to. So you have to be careful because if there's a rock in the road, you know to dodge it. They don't know. And the ruts remain. They don't go away. So if you have a route that's run a whole bunch, they'll start to rut it up. And then you have to go back and repair it or go change the route to take them out of their own ruts because it's just nonstop trucks running that same route. So it's really interesting and there's a lot to do and it's slow. It really reminds me of expeditions.
So is
I think it
it,
was only $40.
so you say, is it before the storm or after storm? Because some of these pictures look like they're after, like a,
So we've only done the first two and it's both. The first one is before the storm and then the second part is after the storm.
okay.
So the one was like, do what you can to try to prevent it from destroying the island. And the second one is like, all right, now fix what it broke. Like there's no power. So we had to go up, get in the thing that lays cable, and you actually have to drive from the power plant and run new cables to the substation.
So you drive sometimes and sometimes you don't drive. Like you're in control of vehicles and
You're in control of the main vehicles, but when it comes to supply routes, it is the AI that's driving them.
okay.
NPCs driving them. So it's just a little bit of both because, again, you're smart enough to avoid an object or an obstacle or get out of the rut, but it just runs it.
So on
So it looks like it's a 7 out of 10 on Steam and an 87 on Metacritic.
Yeah, so the standard, if you want to go to Steam, it's $39.99 in standard. You get the rebuild edition for $49.99.
And we're playing on PS5. The game runs great. We had no issues out of it. It is available physical and digital.
See, Xbox got it for $39.99. So I'm sure PlayStation is $39.99 for
It's
Sony.
39, yep. And I bought the physical copy. But if you like expeditions, you like snow runners, mud runners, it is very much that. One thing I will tell you is, so far, those games were about navigating the terrain. This game is not about that. Like, you're not really made to go everywhere that you've been so far, there is already a road. You're just having to improve it. This game, and we're early, but it seems like it's more about establishing infrastructure than it is anything else. It's been really cool. The name's horrible. Roadcraft is, it sounds like a AI generated $1.99 game. It's a shitty
Yeah.
name. I can't figure out why they keep changing names. I can't figure out why it goes from Mud Runners to Snow Runners. At least that was close to Expeditions, which makes no sense. And now over to Roadcraft. They gotta quit.
Did you get this?
I did get that. The bonus DLC, Bowhead 30T, came with the physical copy. I actually think it comes with the digital too. If you pre-ordered it, it comes with every copy of the physical though. Yeah, I'm excited about playing with it. They have a SnowRunners Roadcraft bundle you can buy too on the PlayStation Store. If you get the rebuild expansion, you get two new maps, two new activities, new vehicles, new contracts. And you get the Invictus Type A, which is a Humvee. I think Howard went ahead and bought that.
Of course, he's going to have everything.
But yeah, you can't have somebody
Right.
out there having something he doesn't.
I'm glad you guys enjoying it. Is it just two player? Or could you add more of
Oh
like,
no, it's four player. We could be out there together.
oh shoot.
Yep. You can do private lobbies. Also, this is the first time where they got it completely right. Everyone earns trophies. Everybody earns mission progress, and you can choose to save the map at the end to your local side too. So if when you play together at the end, it says, do you want to save this file? And so Howard has the option to save the map just as we made it, and he can continue to play on his own without me. But mine is the one that we play online. So like if he doesn't play between me, it's all updated. But if I was to just quit playing, he has access to the map so he could continue from there.
Now, if you join back together, it doesn't save his progress. It keeps on going with yours if you're the
He
main,
keeps on
right?
going mine, but then at the end, he has the option to overwrite what he has or do a new save file or not save it at all.
Oh, that's good then.
So it's neat. Like you don't lose anything by playing on someone else's map. It works really well that way. But it's fun. So far, we've been on the same map. So it started small and we've opened up more areas. I don't know if the whole game is on that same map or if we're going to move to a different area. My assumption is we'll move. I've really enjoyed it though.
And just and like you said, your normal tillers, that's all
Rocket
you
League
play.
party animals. Yeah.
Right, me, my usual, I played for Fallout 76. You know, I jumped in l online or online, did my daily, let's say, I got the free gift every day, and then on Tuesday they do a new weekly challenge, and I just ran through and did the weekly challenges to try to get my points up. We have a new season coming. That's one of the news in June. So people are excited for that. Somewhere, I don't know if I'm going to try to – I'm like level 110. I need to get to 150. I don't know if I can get to 150 beforehand. Because when I didn't play, I don't do a daily – go through and get the daily challenges done. Still working on Hogwarts Legacy. Level 27. I think the max is 40. But I'm only like 13% through the main story. I've been doing a lot of the side stuff.
Cruising through it though.
Yeah, at level 21, I went and did a level 30 mission and beat this big spider pretty easily. That wasn't a bad thing. Not sure how I'm not sure if I'm going to platinum the game or not. I may or may not platinum it. We'll see if I platinum it. But I'm having fun with it, getting all the costumes. I'm not changing anything. I'm just going, whatever the costume is, I'm going to the highest power costume. With the glasses, the hat, the shirt, the clothing. See, the wand, I'm just sticking with the main wand. I've opened up the map a lot. I did the game where you have travel points. I went down and went through the travel and knocked off all, had all the travel stuff on there. So I can fast travel to different points in there. Did a lot of the balloon things. You have to pop these balloons. Now, as I said, story-wise, I'm not too far in. I'm doing a lot of the main side missions, learning spells to help progress the story. But there's only two games I played. Didn't really play much of anything else. Busy week at work. Trying to go to bed earlier. I'm not staying up until midnight no more. I go to bed about 10:30. All right, so that's it for what all I've been playing this week. Let's go over to some news. Let me share my screen for you so you can see. All right, PlayStation news. PlayStation Stars is going away.
Yes, I know you're bummed about this.
Yeah, I like to do the little challenge to get the money, the $10. $5 to get some free stuff on there to add to my PlayStation stuff. You will get, they said they're going to rebrand it. They're going to be changing it up. So this version of this says, understatement, this version of PlayStation Stars program will fully end November 2nd, 2026. And the current PlayStation Stars members can continue to redeem points as long as their points don't expire before then. Current PlayStation Stars members can still earn digital collectibles points and level up their stats until July 23rd, 2025. And after this date, there'll be no new PlayStation Stars campaigns available or any additional rewards or stats benefits to earn. So you have until July 23rd to keep on redeeming. Then after that, you can't redeem anything. You can't earn points, but you can redeem until November 2nd of 2026.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and redeem mine while we're talking about it, so I don't forget.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how many points I have right now.
I've got enough that I can redeem $20.
Oh, nice. The game or two.
Yeah.
Sad thing, but...
know. Let me redeem the first one, and then the second one just keep saying there's an error.
Yeah, looks like they're going to try to redo it somehow. I have 1,599 points. Have enough to redeem anything.
I was able to get $20. I'm just shy of a $5. Here's what I'll say to you guys. Probably don't get a digital collectible since it's going away.
Right. Yeah, I don't ever buy. I just do the free collectibles, or I'll buy a game or a gift card.
Yeah, I don't think I can afford anything for what. Oh, $12.50. Oh no, that's, I already don't have $12.50. So, yeah, I can't get anything.
$10 is, if you want a $10 PlayStation gift card, is 2,500 points. If you want a $5 gift card, it's $12.50. So I have enough to get the $12.50. I can get a
It's sad.
$5.
It's sad to see it go away, but I don't think about it unless you bring it up, and I've never heard anyone besides you talk about it.
I looked at it as free money, just the Microsoft Rewards. I mean, I remember Dan runner, he did the Microsoft Rewards a lot. He got basically $10 every single month, and I saw the PlayStation Stars, and so I started doing it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, it is good, but for some reason, the program just has not caught on. I don't know if it requires too much of people, or it's because I think they could have done a lot better had it been on the console. Like if PlayStation Stars was an app that it automatically pre-installed on everybody's, and it was constantly in your face saying, "Hey, you're one game away from unlocking this." Like there was ways to force it on people that I think you could have got buy-in,
Oh yeah.
and I don't think they cared that much.
Yeah, play this demo for into to
Yeah.
earn 50 stars or whatever.
You should be able to go to the store and click on like a PlayStation Stars tab that has all the games that are associated with campaigns that are currently going on.
And what you have to do to earn points or whatever.
Yeah. So
All right, the next news will be Sony's huge days. They have a big sale coming up soon next week. A bunch of Sony products will be going on sale. Days of Play 2025. There'll be a $50 discount on the PlayStation 5 Pro, $100 discount on the basic, both the digital and the standard version of PlayStation 5. $50 off PlayStation VR 2, which already discounted already. 30% off discount on the PlayStation Plus subscription, which would be good because that's about when usually I renew mine. And then the DualSense controllers, the basic colors will have a discount on them.
I just renewed my PlayStation Plus, so it
Yeah.
is what it is.
Right. I think the VR2 with it going an extra an additional $50 off will be a good buy.
Yeah. I need to spend some time with mine to really voice much of an opinion on it. I will tell you, I really wanted it. I got it, and I played it exactly as much as I thought, which was almost none. So I need to get back on it.
Okay. There's this game, based on a Nintendo 3DS game, called Fantasy Life. It has come out on PlayStation and Xbox and stuff, and it's been blowing up.
Can you share
Crazy.
your screen? Let me make sure it's the game that I think it is.
Fantasy Life
Yeah.
and level 5 screen.
I should get in there.
See it.
Yeah, I should get in there.
Did you play this when it was on 3DS at all?
No.
Okay.
No. I know what it is, but I've never played it.
Yeah, it's like blowing up all kinds of people playing it.
But I like level 5 and some of the things they've done in the past. And I don't know. I might get in there and just bop around and see what's up.
Next one, Naughty Dog has confirmed that they are working on another title. Another game that's not a part of The Last of Us or the Intergalactic, the Heretic Prophet, that game. There's another game. Neil Druckmann did an interview and said he is going to be like the lead producer on another game that's coming out, which will be a good if they're going away from the normal, the Uncharted and Last of Us. You know, people
Yeah, I
want
think they're
more
probably in the
games.
planning stages. You're also going to get another Uncharted game. It's just not going to be from Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
I'm 100% confident there is a Uncharted game in the works. I just feel it.
All right, next one. this you don't like these quick platinum games, but there's a game called Cookie Clicker, and it is blowing up. People are talking about crazy, but it's not like there's you just open up, you click. You actually have to manage and do this other stuff. I played this game called Adventure Capitalist on here on PlayStation. It's basically like that. You have to manage and do certain things to get it and click a bunch of times. And I haven't played
Yeah,
it. I'm not going to buy it.
if it's not an auto clicker, it does at least require something from you. But I'm also just I can't with this. I'm so over this instant platinum thing that's happening right now, and the dump truck full of generic time wasting games that are hitting the store. There, Sony has got to do something about. I mean, you should at least make sure they are games. That honeybee simulator thing is a joke.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's not a game there, but they don't require you play it.
Right now, speaking of the Honeybee Simulator, I only can play the get the D PlayStation 5 version. I can't get the PlayStation 4 version. I'm only seeing one. I jumped in there.
I'm pretty positive I got both.
Not
Let me
saying you're.
check since I have it open. Let's see. Let's take a peek at it here and I'll see. You can move on. I'll update you.
Like I say, here I'm just showing a little video of cookie clicker thing. There's a big cookie in the middle, a bunch of cookies falling down, and you're just clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking. But it's an auto clicker, so it automatically does it. And but you have to manage and do all this other stuff to get stuff on there. We'll go to the next game or next news. There's a company that's making physical games. And they're actually like customizing boxes, and there's a few things called Lost in Cult. They do music and games, and it looks pretty interesting. They're gonna have a few games come out, and they look like books. And when you open the game up, like they have the one here, they're showing immortality and all the stuff you get with it, like a little poster, some cards. It looks pretty neat.
It does look cool. I like the, it feels very fan servicey. I really feel like they care about the game and the fan. It's pretty neat. I only did get the one trophy as well.
Okay. And so they do a couple, they have a couple different games that are on there. They have a switch, you can get in Switch or S Switch games. Thank goodness you're here is a game. The
That's a game I want to
Excavation
play too.
of Hobbs Barrow, and then Immortality. There's some games you can get. Which I didn't know about this at all, but I saw that and I thought it was pretty interesting you can do it. All right, so that's the PlayStation news. Let's get some Xbox news. There's a few things. Monster Hunter, not the Monster Hunter, the Witcher Wild Hunt had a exclusive controller come out, a special edition controller, and it looks pretty cool. It's all black. It's got the three lines for the Witcher Wild Hunt. Some things on the controller. Apparently people it's already sold out and people went crazy and it's selling a lot or they're trying to resell it for money on the eBays. The controller looks pretty neat. I'm a fan of the custom controllers and that. There's like they have the two different there's the Elite Series 2 core controller and then the Xbox Wireless controller. Get either one.
Yeah, they do look good. There's so many Witcher fans out there that this would not be for me, but I do think it's very Witcher.
All right, the Xbox versus FTC thing is lawsuit has come to an end. FTC is basically just bowing out. They're dismissing their case. This is the Blizzard, the Activision Blizzard takeover case.
Yeah.
It's done over with that, which is good for Xbox. So now they can continue on doing other things. Instead of wasting their time on this. Xbox announced a retro classics for Game Pass, and they've added a whole bunch of titles. 50 Activision titles went on there, and apparently there was a PlayStation, a one game, like a Mech Warrior, a Mech Assault game. That's good for Game Pass people if you want to play a bunch of older games. It was Mech Warrior 2 was a PlayStation 1 game. Please Quest, Pitfall 2, Trick Shot, Title Match Pro Wrestling. Oh. Next thing, Hellblade 2 has been announced for PlayStation. And an enhanced version coming on Xbox. So that'll be pretty interesting. PlayStation 5
I mean,
is.
don't you think that they should have, don't you think they should have the first one come over?
Yeah, I guess Hellblade 2. Maybe they'll eventually get it. They'll
It's
port it
weird
over.
though to like not get it out before, and maybe they will, and they're just not talking about it. It's kind of weird though.
With that porting over. There's a big, huge rumor that Starfield will be coming to PlayStation 5. This was announced after Starfield had a Bethesda announced a new, like a DLC, a new upgrade for Starfield. So they're saying that Starfield should be coming later this year, which should be good because I know originally it was going to come out to all the consoles, but then all of a sudden they changed it after the purchase. Bethesda purchased it, that Starfield. A couple of my coworkers played Starfield. They really, really liked it. Then they stopped playing it. I do know a few people. No Man's Sky has gotten back into big thing. There's a bunch of people playing No Man's Sky again.
Yeah, that game just it just won't go away either.
Yeah.
Which I love that for them.
Right. Some Nintendo news, really quick. Nintendo's game chat that they're having on it. You have to link your phone number to do a game to on there. Mobile number registration required to use game chat. So now people are wondering if you put your phone number in, are you going to get ads? Are you going to get spam messages, spam texts? Are they going to sell your cell phone number to somebody else? Nintendo's hasn't been known to do that, but you never know. Next thing, with the Switch 2 coming out, Nintendo has reached out to Samsung to help out with their chips. So Samsung's going to help make some Nintendo Switch 2 chips. It'll be pretty cool. So you could have either Nintendo Switch 2 with a Nintendo chip or a Samsung chip. I wonder if there's going to be a difference, or how you can tell the difference between the two.
I'm certain that they're going to make it to where there is no difference. Like you're not
Yeah.
going to be able to tell.
Yeah, there's
But
probably
you
just.
know how the world works. People are going to want a certain version over another.
Yeah. They'll probably do the hey, just make the chip for us. All right, here's they having a carrying case for the Switch 2. It's just very basic. It looks like the normal ones, but on the little tabs where you the zipper is, they actually have the blue and the orange, the zipper tab,
That's fun.
which I thought was pretty cool that they added that on
Yeah,
there.
it's fun. It feels classy.
Looks like the mother Switch case or my not the harder shell, but it looks exactly like it. All right, four Game Boy games have been added to Switch Online. The four Game Boy games are Switch, Survival Kids, Gradius, Interstellar Assault, Kirby Star Stacker, and Sword of Hope. Adding Kirby on there, which it'll be a big one because they don't really add a lot of the big name guys on there.
Yeah. Kirby's an interesting character. Kirby is instantly recognizable, but it doesn't carry the same hype as I feel like the other Nintendo characters do.
Yeah. All right. Kid Icarus has been now added to the Nintendo Music Library. I have not looked at any of the Nintendo Music Library at all, even though I have a
Yeah.
Switch. But you have to have
I'm the
the
same
Switch
way.
online to access it. Power A has come out with a new Switch 2 Pro controller with Hall effects, and it's Mario themed. Got the original Mario from the first one. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually like the far right one, the pastel looking.
Yeah, with the everybody on it.
Yeah, I like that one, but I'm not going to get a Powerade controller.
All right. Now we're going to talk to you about the Nintendo Alarmo. Animal Crossing New Horizons has come to Nintendo Alarmo. Now you can have Nintendo Sound connect your device to the internet and link your Nintendo account to download the free update. So it's a free update.
I hate Alarmo because I can't stop wanting it.
Right now, does this make you want it even more now that you add Animal
Yeah,
Crossing?
but yeah, I've wanted it the whole time. I have zero need for this. There's no reason to have this, but for some reason, I struggle. I want this.
So, what are the chances you walk by and on t in Target and all of a sudden, or and you see it, you grab it?
I think there's still 0% chance that I do that, but I want it. I can't figure out how not to want it.
Right. I have not moved up. I think I got to 10%. Now I'm still at like 10% chance of I'd ever get it.
You saw it in the wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want one. I wanted one from the very beginning. I no longer think it has any will ever be collectible if it's opened. Yeah. I would not spend $100 on it and not open it. Do I think it's fun to wake up to Tom Nook? Kinda. I kinda do.
Do you have a price range if it got on sale or whatever you've seen it at? I would say for me $30, $29.99, I would grab it.
$29 would be awesome. I just don't think that they can make it for the technology that's in it with that price.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's probably not a price. Now, one day I just may wake up and spend $100 on it. Like if I went out today and found $100 on the side of the road and it was fresh on my mind, I might just buy one today. But there's no reason for me to have this. There's no reason for anyone to have an actual real alarm clock that's not a child.
Right.
You have your phone. Use your cell phone.
Yep.
Yeah. Or you use your Google Home or
your smart device at the house. Yeah.
Yeah. Your smart device, whatever it is, you're using your Echo. Like you're just not using a real alarm clock, but I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one. This little online thing, which is about the Nintendo systems. And they were talking about this one system over in the top right corner. If you can see the screen, it's got like a button controller.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that.
I'm not sure what that is either, but what the hell is the thing in the middle? It looks like a...
Yeah, the vending machine.
Postage stamps.
Yeah, that one. Never seen that one either. I was say, I've been seeing, let's see, one, two, this one, and the middle one. Yeah, I've not seen any of those.
Yeah.
I've seen all the other stuff before.
It's a reference sheet of the classic Nintendos, and it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the Famicom disc. There's NES top loader. Like there, but yeah, that Famicom Connect work.
Yeah, that's the controller for that one thing. It's called the Datachip 1200. It was a Japan exclusive console.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen it in blogs before, but it's not anything that I've ever thought about.
That's it right here.
I've had the opportunity to own. Scroll down a little bit. It says we should point out that even the first time Nintendo used the Datachip 1200 as an NSO icon, the company used it way back in 2022.
The icon swapped to handheld error.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how many of those are even out there. I've never mm-hmm. seen anyone talk about that thing.
Yeah, I want to see what this middle one is. I don't have time to look it up right now, but that middle thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Interesting. Yep. I'm going to save this article and look it up later. All right. Sega had a little bit of news. Sega announced this Racing Around the World for Sonic, and they're bringing a bunch of stuff come out. They have a bunch of different things. They're marketing, which is good for them. I mean, Sonic was a great movie. They got three of them now. They're going to do a bunch of spinoffs.
Yeah, the movie revitalized Sonic and people's love for Sonic.
Yeah, they have a new fancy office in London where they're showing it off. I have some pictures. Cool. And now Sega said
that Sonic built twice.
Yeah, and now they're going to say they're going to bring a bunch more games out, like Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, and Shinobi. Good for Sonic. All right, last news of the gaming. Well, some of Fallout 76 earlier. Season 21 has a start date of June 3rd. It's called Fallout 76 Gone Fishing or Fission. It's all fishing themed.
It's fun.
They have all kinds of fishing rewards you can get. Shark bait. Dolphin. I think
a dollfish is real good.
Yeah.
Kind of morbid, but good.
So it's going to be fun. There's
crazy to see the support that thing still gets.
Yeah. Even though they're...
Look at the boat hole.
Oh, this right here is people going crazy for the houseboat. You can put this on like the first time you could build on water.
That's pretty badass.
And so
That's
you'll
fun.
need to make level 100 to get the houseboat, which is really not hard to get if you do it the right way.
Now I assume the water is going to be just packed with dudes, though.
Oh yeah, everywhere there's water is gonna there's gonna be something on there.
What's the difference between that boat there?
Hold on. Oh, this is the houseboat survival tent. So this is something you could put on the close to the
That one goes
water. It's
on
just a
land.
tent. Yeah.
Gotcha. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So maybe will this get you back in it a little bit or no? We can go
It's
fishing.
kind of enticing. Yeah, it's enticing.
All right. So now, last but not least, a couple of Lego news things on here. So how last week we were talking about the books, how they come out. So there's going to be a Lord of the Rings Balrog book nook coming out. It actually looks pretty sweet.
I, for some reason, don't like this, but all of the internet does, so I know that I'm wrong. If there's ever a kit that needs light,
This one.
it needs light so bad. Doesn't quite do it for me, but people are jazzed up. That dude's hair is beautifully feathered, though, in the photos.
Oh,
Look at that. Yeah, look at that. Beautiful head of hair on that gentleman.
There it is inside the books.
So it's a book nook. It is pretty well open on the sides, except for the flames. But I love that Nintendo's leading into these book nooks. I think it's great. I like that they're making those.
Yeah, so if you want to look it up, it's set 10367 Lord of the Rings Balrog Book Nook. It's 1,201 pieces. It's going to be $129.99. It comes out June 1st.
Lot dropping on June 1st.
I'm not happy with the price. I wouldn't get it for that price if but I'm not a Lord of the Rings like Lego collector. There's a then the Lego Ideas where you have to put in a request to get built. You get 10,000 supporters. This one just got it. It's the Botanical Terrariums by 44th underscore bricks. And would you be, I only saw this and I thought of you with
Oh,
your.
yeah. 100% into this. Hold on 2 seconds.
I thought of Ryan, and so I was like, okay, this is going to be something for him for sure.
So here's a real terrarium. So those would look awesome. I would set them around this reel. And it's hard to see because I sprayed it yesterday. So it's got moisture inside there. But you got like the ground moss growing there. And then you got two small plants. But yeah, I would love it.
When I worked in Nashville, one of my coworkers down there, his wife made terrariums, and she made everyone one, and then she was going to make one for my wife. Someone stole mine off my desk. But then she was gonna make one for the wife. When she was bringing it inside, she got bumped and it dropped and broke.
What on earth is wrong with people that they are stealing someone else's terrarium off their desk?
Oh yeah, I said before in a podcast a long time ago that we thought the cleaning people were stealing stuff.
Golly. These are cool. I hope that they get made. And botanicals are hot, so I think there's a chance.
All right, this I saw this one. There's a live Lego sculpture auction, 300 different sculptures that you can go to this auction and buy. These huge Lego things. Different lots you can pick out. You can buy cheetahs, hyenas, panda bears, lions. Called the sellroom.com and look for Robinson K. And it's all stuff that they've had at like in museums, at zoos. That probably got damaged. They have buildings. There's a unicorn.
They're cool. I you got to have some space.
Yeah, and probably some money to get some of this stuff. I haven't looked at. This one's got 30 bids, 30 bids.
They're also not being auctioned in U.S. dollars.
Right. This is overseas. Try
It
to
looks
see
like
it.
they're in pounds.
Per bid, 420 GBP.
I don't know what I is that pounds?
$568. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
pounds.
it's pounds. That's an elephant, though.
Yeah.
That's an elephant and a baby elephant.
Yeah, life, or not life size, but massive.
Those are cool.
All right, and now we're talking about the designer brick program.
Yeah, these
Really
sons
quick.
of bitches.
So I was going to talk about the newest, the latest series, which is series six, right? Five. They've actually got the prices up for them.
And they're close. We're 16 days away.
Yeah, 16 days away. June 10th starts a pre-order for it. The Thieves of Tatoragia at $340. The Mushroom Village, $209. It's going to hurt your pockets, like you said. Antique Shop, $150. Adventures of Transylvania, $350. And the Popcorn Wagon, $54.99.
Let's talk about the prices. Is everything more expensive than you thought?
No, I thought the Popcorn Wagon was going to be a little bit more. I thought it was going to be about maybe 70 bucks.
See, I thought it was going to be $50.
But yeah, the Transylvania Tower for 350, and then the Village at 340. I was like, okay, that's crazy.
There's no reason for the Mushroom Village to be 209.
No.
Why is it so expensive? It is. So the set I just bought is one house and the snail. This is like one bigger house and a ladybug, and it's 209. That set I just bought was $89.
Now the
And I'm a
antique.
moron because I just bought the other one and now I have to buy this one. Doesn't even make any sense to have one of them. The whole reason I went back was to get this one too before it was priced.
If you saw the price, would you change your mind? Like, okay, I'm not
I
going to
wouldn't
do
have
that.
got the first one.
You wouldn't have got the
Yeah.
first one. Okay.
But now I have to get the second one, which is fine. I think they're awesome. When I got the box in to see how good it would look on the shelf next to the botanical stuff, like I'm glad I got it, but the price is stupid.
It's open back.
It's 20, yeah, so is the other one. It's 2,400 pieces. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, so the problem is, this is what I was going to sell you earlier, is I spent $209.99 on that one, and then I have to have the antique store, and that's 150. So I'm 360, and then I thought I was going to get the popcorn wagon, but I'm like, God, $400? Like, that's insane to have to spend 400 bucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the popcorn wagon in the antique shop for sure. That's
Yeah, I forced my hand at the Mushroom Village. Now I have to have all of them that they ever make.
I kind of wanted this one, the Transylvania,
It's cool.
but I'm just gonna stick with those two for right now. So I'll be able to get these two, and you'll get that one, and we'll just share thoughts on it. Maybe when I put the popcorn wagon up, I can let you borrow for a little bit.
Yeah, let me just hold it. Yeah, I'm going to get the antique house in the village, but it's very expensive. The good news is that by the time Series 6 comes out, I'll be completely bankrupt because I have to get Off-Road Adventure is dumb for me not to get because it joins up to my other one, the camper. Same guy. And then the gold mine, I've said from the beginning, I have to have because I love gold mines and I love that set. And that's for sure 350.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, what do you think that one's going to be? 350 or more?
349 for that one, and then I think the off-road adventure is going to be like $69, so another $400.
I'm going to get the Art Factory and probably the Outlaw Forest Den. Outlaw Forest Den, I think it's going to be about 350, and the Art Factory is probably going to be about like 250.
Yeah, I'm going to say two. I'll go left to right. 79, 229, 230, somewhere in there. 349. Shit. At least 350, if not more, on that one. And I'm going to say the 200s on the Sequoia. Very expensive. They've got to get back to some cheaper sets. I think it's losing a little bit by being so expensive. Jump over to the seven.
I'm disappointed we didn't like anything on there.
Yeah, I don't like anything on here, but these feel like cheaper sets. That robot's going to be cheap. The antique collection is going to be cheap. And I may get weak and get that antique collection if it's not crazy. I think the Alchemist Hut's awesome, but it doesn't fit anything I have.
Yeah, I probably will get the sushi restaurant.
Yeah. Matt's going to get the sushi restaurant. He's so excited about it.
Has he bought any of the others? Any other
He's
set?
never bought one before. It'll be his first one, but he's so excited for it.
And he does know that it does take a good time
Yeah, he knows.
before. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I have for today.
That's all I have too.
As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact me on our socials at @game_stitch or @hoeffinshow. That's on the X or Twitter. Whatever we call it. That was episode 640. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.